You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
This is the Dan Le Batar Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Represented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Stugatz came in here a bit spicy today.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Spicy.
I don't know why you came in spicy, but you...
14 days off, I mean.
So...
A little spicy.
You don't want to be back or like...
No, I do want to be back. Listen, I miss the smell of urine in that garage. I miss the commutes. I missed you. I miss Greg Cody. I miss the shipping container. I missed everyone. Mike is sweating. I mean, the pits are sweating. Yeah. How about that?
The boys are back.
Yeah.
Missed the pits.
The reason that Stugatz, or I think Stugatz is spicy, I don't know if there are other reasons, is because he came in here and upon seeing Greg Cody, by way of hello, he says, is today the day we say the thing? And I'm like, what's the thing? And Greg Cody's like, the opportunity has to present itself to say the thing. And yeah. So I'm like, what's the thing? Is today the day we're saying the thing?
It could be.
It might be.
Yeah, it could
be. But what opportunity do you need in order to say the thing?
What has to present itself?
Can I just ask you to say the thing, or that's not one of the things?
That's not the opportunity. You don't do that.
You don't force the thing.
Yeah, you don't force the thing. The thing just comes to you, Dan.
Yeah, just be careful.
In normal conversation.
You're going to want to be careful with this.
Yeah, you can't let it insist upon itself. It has to be a natural flow.
I will tell you that Greg is very hesitant to say the thing. I know he wants to say the thing. I am perfectly willing to say the thing, but I will not force saying the thing.
That's fair.
And I would love for everyone to know what the thing is, but we're going to have to find out together because I don't know what the thing is. And I'd like to prod it out of you by just saying, hey, why don't you tell everybody whether today is the day we're going to say the thing?
You don't force the thing.
Will you let us know when the thing was said? Or will the thing be said and we just won't know that
was
the thing?
Hints? Can we have some hints around the thing so that we can expect it? We'll know it.
You'll know the thing. Oh, yeah. When we get to the thing.
The thing will come at the right time.
I know a thing, but I don't know if it's the thing that you know.
I don't know.
I don't know if Greg knows. So we know a thing that I don't know that Greg knows.
What's your thing?
Chris, does Greg know the thing?
I don't know the thing.
Hold on. Let's ask.
That was good teamwork right there.
I think what Billy is doing there is there's some sort of secret about Greg Cody that they're wondering whether the audience should know, and his own son's a bit of an oaf and can't keep up with what's happening around
here. I don't know anything.
So Greg doesn't know the thing that I know, so that's not Greg's thing, but my thing is Greg-related.
Yeah, but my thing is the same as Greg's thing, so why don't you try your thing first? You want to say your thing?
That's not how the thing comes up. You just said it's got to come up casually. You don't just ask and get the thing. That's what you just did to me.
I just realized the thing. My thing is totally different from your thing or your thing. I got a completely different thing that I thought was the thing.
Is it stuff the audience would like? Is all of it stuff the audience would like?
The audience would love our thing.
The things will come at the right time.
Will like my thing. Yeah. Dan will hate my thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing that all of these things I will hate.
No, you'll love my thing.
You'll love our thing, I think.
You're passionate about my thing.
Yeah. It's ours, right, Greg?
It is ours.
You're telling me there's the possibility that today, as Stugatz and I storm in off vacation and Stugatz is spicy, you're telling me that there's the possibility in the first few minutes that we're here back at it after Amin and Zach Harper, who have very bad judgment, tried to end everything Metal Lark Media tries to be about in the last 2 hours yesterday?
Really?
You're telling me that what I've arrived to is the possibility that soon in today's show, three things will be revealed?
Three big things.
Wow.
Yeah. Ours the biggest.
Yes.
No, I know my thing makes Dan feel things.
Yeah. Do all of these intersect though? Do they match? Like if Mike says the thing, is it going to be shocking to all of us?
My thing is particularly local.
So is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Billy, is yours local?
I think we're...
No.
No?
Now I'm starting to think we're crossing things.
It could
you
be.
You think we have the same thing?
I think we do.
Really?
Are the three things the same thing? Is there any possibility of
Billy's
that?
Working off a
Billy's
different
is different. No, his is national.
But, but the one thing we have concluded is Chris Cody knows nothing.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So that's the thing. That's the thing we can agree on. Everything's the same as I left it.
But hold on. If two of these things are specifically local, we should address the things in the local hour, right?
If they come up naturally. So I've got a list of stuff in front of me here that I missed while I was on vacation that I wanted to go over with you guys because I don't know what you've been talking about.
Well, hopefully you get to the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna cast a wide net here to see if I lure out two of the things here in the local hour.
All the secrecy is getting me excited. I kind of want to show my thing.
Everybody wants to show their thing.
I want Tony to show his thing.
I quickly wanted Greg Cody to show his thing. You guys tell me, no, it's got to come up at its own time. I don't think it comes up anymore.
Do me a favor. Get a piece of paper and show me your thing.
A little peek.
Wait a minute. You can't know the thing that
you want me to write down?
No, wait a minute. Greg, don't do that to the audience. You guys are assholes.
Hey, no, I'll show you. Look.
Hold on.
I didn't do anything, yo. I just got here.
Greg.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you my thing. You show me your thing.
Okay. No, wait a minute.
Don't look, Dan.
Do not do this where you guys have more information than the audience and continue to tease the thing because now the audience right now wants to know all three things. I want to know all three things. I'm out of the loop here. I don't know anything that's going on. And now you guys are going to share information and you told me it's got to come up naturally. You can't just ask for the thing. You guys made the rules and now you're going to break them right away.
Greg, since I'm sitting like I have better, Mike has better sight lines to me. I'm going to hold up. I wrote it down, Mike.
I'm going to come in there, show you my thing.
Okay.
All right.
I'll show you mine.
Yeah.
You have to look closely.
Stu Gatz and I have the same thing.
Yeah. We do.
But actually, how do you know? Yeah. You spoke before about the thing.
It's
about
unspoken. They think they have the thing. That was the language they were speaking when I got in here. Like, okay. I was not clear.
Stu Gatz and Mike are now verifying things over there in the corner, Dan. Oh, different.
I do have a bigger thing. Yeah. I have a bigger thing.
Much bigger.
That's surprising. That's an upset.
Isn't that an upset? Yeah. How about that? My thing is bigger than Mike's. I mean.
Oh yeah. Okay. Ours is bigger.
Yeah. Me and Greg. Yeah. Bigger things.
So Stugatz and Greg are the same size.
Much bigger.
Yeah. And bigger than Mike.
Mm-hmm. How about bigger than Billy?
Well, now I'm gonna walk in and I'm gonna just show Stugatz because I can't show Greg because the thing kind of is a surprise for Greg.
Oh,
it's amazing. So now, Billy, wait a minute. So what's happening right now is that you're about to come in here with your big thing. You think it's a big thing, but Mike has now seen the things.
I'm telling all my friends about how huge his thing is.
Okay. Well, hopefully,
I don't even want. I'm not showing my thing anymore.
Why are you assuming?
You're ashamed of your thing.
I'm ashamed of my thing.
You're assuming, Mike Ryan, that it's not or it is going to come up casually today on the show because I now want all three things. I want to see in retrospect what it is that just happened. Billy, get your thing in here quickly.
No, let's just cut out my thing. I don't want to. I'm not showing my thing anymore.
Yeah. Okay, you're ashamed of your thing because Stugatz's thing and Cody's thing is so giant.
Yeah, tramples his thing.
Can I see your thing?
Yeah.
Just to say that
this was. Don't tell anybody.
Whittingham, how good is that thing?
He thought he had the biggest thing, and then
yeah, but it's a little
pales.
It's something a little underwhelming. It looks like by Whitty's reaction.
All right, it's a little local thing. Yours is a little local thing that may come up now or may not, maybe gone forever because you're now ashamed of it. Billy, get in here, and you are now sharing this only with Stugatz, and Stugatz is now the juror on. Are you going to be the judge on whose thing is bigger, yours or Billy's?
Wait, Billy wants to see my thing.
Ooh. Oh,
it's
good.
It's Greg's also. Give him some credit, okay? I mean,
it's a co thing.
It's hard for me to top his thing, too. I can try to dress up my thing, do some fancy things with my thing, but his thing is just so much bigger than my thing. Oh, wow.
Billy has a thing.
Stugatz.
I mean.
Stugatz was looking at it, and there was longing in his eyes.
There's a thing.
I saw it. Stugatz gave away.
I didn't have Billy as someone who would show his thing.
He showed it to me, and it's big. It's impressive.
All right, it was a Tony level gaze from Stugatz.
Yes.
All right, let's see if it
it's
comes
a big thing.
In the netting of the sports stuff I missed, because I do want to talk about some of the things locally that people care about, because I'm legitimately excited for this Dolphin season. And God, it's been a long time since I could say something like that. And why? That's near the thing?
You're getting close to
You're getting close to the thing. I mean, we're very close to the thing. I mean,
we're close to the thing. Pick something that's close to the thing.
Wait, I don't know. That's too fast. All of that's too fast. The thing has to happen at the end. It can't happen. It can't be this.
It happens when it happens. We don't force the thing.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
That was just the tip, dude.
Mike is claiming. You speak of tips,
yeah.
Exclusive reporting. In this exciting Dolphin season, Mike is claiming that the idea of Gesicki being traded, Dolphin fans don't want him traded. I would guess, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, that Dolphin fans are saying, wait, no, Gesicki makes everything better. You need him. And if I say to you, nope, coach needs a blocking tight end, needs to be a blocker. They don't need him. They're not doing that anymore. Whatever you wanted from Gesicki, no, they don't need it anymore. They won't get very much for it, even though it looks to you valuable, because I'm like, yeah, throw it to that guy. He seems to catch it all the time, and he's hard to cover. But you claim to have started that. You broke that story.
We started the fire. Just asking, seeing snap counts and seeing how Gesicki was being used in the preseason and comparing Gesicki's skill set to that of George Kittle's and some other stops of the Kyle Shanahan offense, and Mike McDaniels told us he plans on running. You have to be able to block at that position in order to get playing time. And that is not what this tight end does. This tight end is basically a wide receiver. He's lined up as a wide receiver the majority of last season. So he's playing late into preseason games. He's not getting the majority of the snap count. He's obviously got an in-demand skill set. He is a special tight end when it comes to receiving. He's a good fit for a lot of teams around the NFL. And this is a team that gave up draft picks for Tyreek Hill. This is a team that just got draft picks because of the tampering. He's an asset. You have a pretty skillful offense. It might make a lot of sense to just trade this player away and get some picks in return and start playing some tight ends that are a little bit better at blocking.
But if you don't think that he's a tight end, then why not just call him a receiver? And if you treat him as a receiver, would he not be one of the three best receivers on your team? And I know that their receiving group right now is catered around speed, but based off of his numbers from his career, he's a very good wide receiver. And if you put a player of that size
from the tight end position,
with
safeties and linebackers covering him. Yeah, I think.
You think he's a better wide receiver than, say, Cedric Wilson?
No.
Yes.
No.
Come on. Yes. No. If you look at his career.
But his speed, if we
line up Cedric Wilson and Gesicki and ask him to do wide receiver drills, Gesicki's going to be really good for a tight end. He's not going to be good for a wide receiver like Cedric Wilson.
But if we're saying you stick him towards the line of scrimmage and use him in your offense, like, his receiving production would indicate a player who can now? Some of this is related to the fact that
linebackers are covering him, right.
Correct?
Or safeties are in the box. Like,
yes,
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I rate the player. I think he's a good player, and I'd be curious to see how McDaniel actually uses him, because the tight ends he's usually been around are primarily blockers. George Kittle is a phenomenal receiver and a really terrific blocker.
Right, that's the thing, right? Like, you have somebody that's so multifaceted in that role. When you use him, now he's an ultimate blocker. Like, him and Gronk, I think, are the two best blocking and receiving tight ends that we have. And then you go to Gesicki, who's not a blocking tight end. You can't line him up out wide and just have him do the same things.
But from a talent perspective, he, for me, is one of the 5 to 7 best receiving tight ends, and you're just going to give that up because he doesn't fit your system. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like giving up talents because we're placing the priority of the coach over the talent.
But he has value, doesn't he?
I understand, but he has value, like right. Chris says, and you've lost some draft picks here that you weren't accounting for losing.
Have you lost the value, though? This is rare before a season where the Dolphins have someone who's clearly available to the league, and anyone would value that the league, anyone can use what he does. There are a lot of them now in the league, guys who do that. But the Dolphins do have something that has value that ceases to have value the closer we get to the season, and they need roster spots, and he's not going to be helping them, because what's just happened is a player that we know to be valuable. We don't get many of those in football around here. We can all see it. He's responsible for one of the two greatest catches in Dolphins history. It's him and Aronde Gadsden, one-handed across the middle. We've never seen anything like it.
You left out Nat Moore. That's not fair.
No, I called Gesicki is the best tight end in Dolphin history. I called him that last year, and I stand by that. But I just
Randy McMichael would like a word.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how pathetic of a counter that is. Like historically,
Bruce Hardy would like a word. Yeah. Joe Rhodes would like a word.
Keith Jackson.
Troy Drayton would like a word is not exactly the own you think it is.
Yeah. Anthony Fasano would like a word.
I think one of the things that's interesting about whether or not they trade him or can use him is I think that's the epicenter of us not understanding what we're watching, Witty, because you're like, good player. Why couldn't anybody use him? Why couldn't he be good in any system? And McDaniel is here to revolutionize the way all this stuff is done. And they really have chosen, with the trade they made and the coach they have, they've chosen to go all in on, no, we ride the coach, the scheme. If he tells us this guy doesn't fit, sorry, Gesicki, you're going to have to leave, because this looks to be something like the most explosive offense from receivers that the Dolphins have had like since Duper and Clayton, since Marino.
Yes. This is a conversation we're not used to having about the Miami Dolphins, which is why they're really good. They just cut Sony Michel, a pretty good running back, because he wasn't even their fourth best running back. Now we're talking about trading Mike Gesicki, who is a starting caliber tight end in the league, but doesn't fit this team. And I love that Mike McDaniel is being true to his strength, which is he's a run game guru. And it's his run game, which requires a blocking tight end, which is going to make all the more open lanes for Tyreek, for Waddle. That's why Tua is going to be really good this year, is because he's got a running game.
There's a lot of outside runs that are designed within this offense. They got speedy backs. Mostert's one of the fastest backs in the NFL right now. And in order to get, he's the fastest, in order to get to those outside runs, you need a tight end that can generate some push at the line of scrimmage. Gesicki's not that. He very well may be a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. I think he's excellent. But this is all about getting value.
Correct.
The Stephen Ross tampering thing was not something you necessarily saw coming, and you should probably take the opportunity. And I know what the point that Dan was trying to make, which is, well, teams have you over a barrel ready to show you the 50 states because they know that you don't necessarily need him. But he's on a franchise tag. He's on an expiring deal anyway.
Thank you, Roy. Roy, thank you. I don't know why Mike went into maximum football analysis guy, Roy, but thank you. You noticed the same thing that I did. He got to yammering and all of us tuned out, except somebody was put over a barrel.
And all 50 states.
50 states. What
is that expression?
Yeah.
Saying.
What
that's
is
a thing.
I've never heard that.
It is now.
Niagara? You miss a lot over the last 2 weeks. I mean, that's honestly like basically a drinking game right
show
now.
Show cannon.
Yeah.
Charles Clay would like a word.
Was this one of the things? Was any of what we did one of the things?
No, but you're brushing up against one of the things.
Really? You are. Yeah.
And you're brushing up against a huge
thing. Not your thing.
Okay.
My thing I tore up already. I don't have a thing anymore.
Why?
No, Mike.
Because I can.
No, Mike.
My thing is not as big as Sugat's.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Want it, though.
Size doesn't matter.
All right.
We want the payoff. But it doesn't. It has to come
Mike's
up
Mike's
going to
show his thing. No, he's going to show his thing.
There's plenty of opportunity.
I bet your thing's nice.
All right. Hang on. I'm gonna write down.
It's not about the size of the thing. It's the motion of the ocean.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Dirty.
But that's winning him not knowing how to play the game because he doesn't have a thing.
Barrels and motions of the ocean.
All right, I'm
going
to turn around. I'm
going
to turn around. I'm going to turn around, guys.
Hold on.
And I'm going to show you my thing.
Hold on. Why is it placed there?
What? You're going to show the shipping
those
container.
Those are cool pants, by the way.
I've seen the thing. Not that impressive.
What kind of pants are those?
Those are cool pants.
I got to squint to see this
thing.
Oh. It's not that big.
Mike, should I come in and show him my thing?
A lot of people have that.
Yeah? I'll show you my thing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, come here. You're going to like this thing.
A lot of people have Mike's thing.
This is our thing. It's mine and Greg.
Yeah.
Very average.
I can't see this.
Chris, while we're talking and while we're waiting for Stugatz to go in there with his giant thing.
Why is he taking his time?
Oh, because it's Stugatz.
He's writing it again. You already had it written.
Greg,
I spelled a word wrong.
I need to filibuster. I need to filibuster while I wait for him to get in position. It's a little slow. He's been off for 14 days and he came in spicy. I want to make fun of your dad because we were excited about the Dolphins and he flew right into homer mode and like he is now maximum in on the Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to win how many games this year? 15?
15.
Whoa, hang on.
Well, hold on. We have to do win losses still. We started out a couple weeks ago.
let's just put everything on pause until we see Sugatz's thing.
Yeah, because this conversation is dangerously close to the flame.
Yeah.
If you can.
Is it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dan almost saw it. I can't see that. Oh my god.
Roy, your eyes bulged. Your eyes were stunned. How many hints can you give us here on talk around the thing because we can't give it away. But how big is it?
It's a monster. It's just gigantic.
Yeah, it's big.
Not to toot my own horn, but I've seen a lot of big things in my day. That might be the biggest.
Okay. Wow. I do want to get, and I hopefully will get, to all of these things.
Dolphins, Pats, week one.
So that we can get the payoff. Tyreek Hill says to Armando Salguero that the Chiefs threw him in the trash. Threw him to the side like he was trash. I don't know why Tyreek Hill now all of a sudden has a problem with the Chiefs. It seemed like everything was going fine.
Not there anymore, that's why.
But it seemed like they were all happy, and then he could get money, and they could get draft picks, and, it, you know, but...
Are we now learning that
he was not happy in Kansas City, and that's why he's not there?
He wanted this contract in Kansas City. Kansas City did not want to give him that contract, therefore he felt like trash. And honestly, my takeaway from all the Tyreek Hill quotes is, man, Kansas City did a great job making sure he didn't talk. The guy can't shut up now. He's everywhere. He's making news every day. I see a new tweet about something he said. What did he say in Kansas City that you remember?
He came here to be a star, came here to be a leader, came here to be, Rick Ross is on my podcast, came here to Miami to be Miami, to become a star in the league, and started his podcast with his friend. I told you guys the story. We were going to do a home and home. He was going to come here. We were going to do something. It's sort of welcome to Miami. He was going and doing like four or five people from Miami because he wants to start the podcast here because he wants to be a star in this city. Kansas City wouldn't let Kelce do the dating show. Kansas City, very good at shutting all this down. No, no, no. We don't need flamboyance. We don't need anything. We need a boo unity.
He did that show, though.
Yeah, he did.
I know, but they didn't want him to, and then he regrets. Didn't we talk to him? Yeah, but he didn't love afterward. I think he regrets doing it. Whatever. It was probably a mistake. It was probably something he shouldn't have done, and Kansas City as an organization was wise to not want him to do it, but Tyreek Hill wants to be a star here. Is that not clear?
Very. Yeah.
And wants to be the leader of this team, wants to be the guy, because in Kansas City, hey, who was responsible for the success? Was it Tyreek Hill or was it Patrick Mahomes? Hey, who was responsible? Yeah, both of them. But he comes here. Hey, Tua ain't been shit. If he makes Tua, if McDaniel says to us, Stugatz, if he says to us, when I heard Tyreek Hill was available, I did not know a non-quarterback player of this caliber who could break the league would be available. I said, give them everything. I just want space. I want a coach. Give them everything in exchange for Tyreek Hill. The reason that there's this enthusiasm around the Dolphins, the reason why the Browns have been the last couple of years is because Tyreek Hill has brought all of that to Miami. Miami hasn't been relevant in 20 years. He's made them that.
The speed is just so exciting. But I have a theory about, at least on Tyreek's comments about Tua and in relation to how good Patrick Mahomes is, in talking to Mike McDaniel, he didn't really get into it, but he alluded to, you know, last year's staff didn't exactly stand by this quarterback. It wasn't a great situation that Tua was in. And I think that Mike McDaniel has turned to Tyreek Hill to ask him to be a leader, give him this confidence, the confidence that he saw at that charity luau, and just make sure that this guy knows that he's when he goes out there, he's a killer, he's a leader, and you all believe in him. And I think he's amplifying his own beliefs and putting it out there for the public to lift his quarterback up.
Correct. And Tua needs that. He needs what he's getting publicly from Tyreek. Tua's the most maligned top five quarterback in history in his first two seasons in this league.
You have him as a top five quarterback?
Okay.
Top five draft
selected.
Pick.
Oh,
top
right.
five
oh,
draft pick.
Okay.
Not all time.
Think about it.
Agree he might be top five.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Well,
might,
all time in Dolphin game. History?
NFL. I love this kid.
Okay. You know, malign means unfairly criticized. Okay. Deshaun Watson is hanging over his head. Tom Brady is hanging over his head. Now Lamar Jackson comes back as somebody chasing him. It's never been about Tua on this team. Now, when you have Tyreek Hill saying he's my quarterback, he's the most accurate guy I've ever caught passes from, that lifts Tua, and it lifts the opinion of Tua from other people, and that's valuable. I think Tua needs that, and it's all, you know, Tyreek Hill being outspoken is good every which way. It makes the Dolphins interesting. It helps his podcast. It helps his brand.
I don't trust him to say the right things the rest of the season. Like, I don't trust him to not say a wrong thing somewhere.
Oh, it could be.
Look, you want Tyreek Hill? Like, Kansas City shut down. When I talk about where organizations try to shut down personality value, this sport does it better than any of them. Not only our quarterbacks are going to matter. Nobody else is going to be a star.
Right.
Only our quarterbacks are going to be in the commercials. Everyone else is interchangeable.
Yeah, and Tyreek needs to be the star of this team. If after three or four games he's still looking for his first touchdown catch, then let's see how affable he is.
But I'm wondering what you don't trust, meaning if things go bad, if they go the other way. As long as they're winning, he's playing well, and Tua's playing well.
I'm saying to you that Kansas City did not trust Tyreek Hill to be around microphones fully himself in front of everyone. They shut it down. We didn't get to know him. He came in there under the cover of scandal. Like, he's got shit in his past, and we were going to do the Home and Home podcast thing, and I'm like, sure, let's do that. You come here, I'll go there, and we'll sit down and talk, and we'll welcome you to Miami. And as soon as I said, and I'm going to have to ask you some questions about some of the stuff that happened that you've talked about, that all disappeared. No, thank you. Going to move it on. And what I'm saying to you is, if you give carte blanche at the microphone, be prepared for some of the things that happen not to be nice and neat for your team that doesn't want distractions in the middle of a week. However it is that is. He's got a podcast to make. He's got a stardom to chase. Like, Tyreek Hill wants to get here and improve his brand. He wants to use the Dolphins to help. I'd like to be a star now. I'd like to be someone who comes from Miami, is part of culture. Maybe I made Mahomes. I'd like to be in the commercials with Mahomes.
Right. And Mahomes is always going to be the star in Kansas City and will be for the next 12 years.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought 3 for my wife, daughter, and myself for game 1. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Libertard.
Should Greg Cody of the Miami Herald be allowed to wear a clothespin on his nose?
Hell yeah.
When we smear cat food on his face in a little bit. But he, you know what he told me, Mike? He told me he suffers from GERD.
Stugatz.
I do suffer from GERD, and I'm got a message to Dr. McGillicuddy. He's trying to fax over an injunction to prevent me from doing it because I do suffer from GERD, the digestive reflux disease.
Yeah,
GERD, like Gerd Müller, the former soccer player from Germany. And you know, it's a serious thing. You know, whether you're laughing about it or not, GERDing it.
This is the Dan Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
I want to see a thing. I got to see a thing.
We got to get there naturally.
We're right there. I don't know where we're waiting.
So close to it.
So close.
You just Mike's thing teasing me with a thing. I just want it already.
Mike's thing is the first thing.
Yeah.
But you guys made me feel bad about my thing.
Who's the last thing, though? Have you guys seen Billy's thing?
That's no, that's Billy's for later. Thing, that's for later. Okay. That's for later.
Right. It's regarding me, Billy's thing. I need to see it.
No, it's later. Don't worry.
Okay. Mike.
You might like it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So you think that Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins might struggle early on, Dan? Do you think it's week one against the Patriots? Or you think that's
the Patriots are in disarray. They're coming. They're totally broken. The Dolphins have to break them over their
knee. Oh, that's a win.
The Dolphins have to go out there and be somebody that beats them 40 to 14.
Mm-hmm. Right. 1-0.
Right.
About that.
There's a fine line between getting to my thing and not getting to my thing, and you're damn near getting to my thing.
They go up to Baltimore now.
Yep.
Here's the thing
I'm
about
not ready
that.
For that.
Did you see Lamar Jackson on Twitter?
Exactly right. That's a thing. So what does Lamar do? Statement game for Lamar. Does he destroy the Dolphins or does he make a statement?
Right. Well, what are you doing, Billy? Ravens. Because I understand that you're number six international insider, the Dookie. Number five, excuse me. I'm sorry. My ranking.
Samson's nine.
Forgive me, but I think you rushed past. You've been waiting forever to do week one.
Billy, the Duke. Did you see Lamar Jackson?
Samson get it at nine?
What do you mean?
Did you guys see Lamar Jackson's likes? Did you guys see his likes?
No.
Keep in mind, Lamar Jackson is representing himself in negotiation, so he's flatly responding to tweets that are alleging he walked away from $260 million. And he's like, nope, that the offer never came. And now he's on Twitter liking photos of him in a Dolphin uniform.
Yes.
Oh,
right. Oh yeah.
Wow.
That's what I was alluding to.
Exactly.
No, that's not my thing.
What do you mean by that?
That's not even your thing. Is your thing bigger than that?
My thing is bigger than this.
His thing's real. This is, you know.
Lamar Jackson the Dolphins for leverage.
My thing is tangible.
He's kind of showing his number, too, right? It's 250. Like, he's saying they didn't offer me 250, otherwise I take 250, is the way I read
it. He wants more than Watson.
That thing's not even a real thing. You can touch. You can feel my thing.
That's right.
Are we ready for it? Are you ready to show it?
Yeah, okay.
It's, again, underwhelming. We all understand. You're a reluctant hero. It's cold, and it's all shriveled up, and now it pales in comparison to the things you've seen.
Well, I'm going to try to tighten it up a little bit, make it presentable.
Okay, but for the record, the enthusiasm has leaked out of you. You're not presenting it as some big thing. You're just like, okay, if I must show it because that's the best content play, I will show it. But it's pathetic.
Wow.
I will personally guarantee the audience this. Wow. Miami Dolphins are making the playoffs.
Ow.
Wow.
And there's a personal guarantee with no consequences attached if I'm wrong.
No, there have to be consequences.
No, answer, don't.
Oh, well, that's why it's not a thing. That's why it can't be a big thing.
I tried to dress it up and guaranteed it, but it's just not even that impressive of a thing.
But Mike,
the Dolphins are making the playoffs.
Mike, if there had been consequences to that.
Stop trying to get me to shave my head again.
I'm not.
Now you're doing a thing.
You're not.
You're doing a thing.
I don't like your thing.
No. No, your thing ends poorly for others.
No means no.
What do you think, Dan? Dolphins playoffs? What do you think?
No, what I'm saying, I'm objecting to you going already to game two. When
big one that tweet and liking
all
that.
We can't already be at look ahead game just because I said game one was 40-14 Dolphins. We can't be at look ahead game. I'm not going to do the calendar with you guys right now.
Why?
They play Buffalo after that.
Yeah,
and then the Bengals.
Yeah, first four games are brutal.
Oh, Jesus.
First four games are brutal.
Nah, one is a bunny.
The first game is not brutal anymore.
Yeah, give me
you look at the Patriots ahead of the season and go, oh, that's part of a tough schedule.
It's not every
day at training camp, it's a new calamity for the New England Patriots, coordinated by Matt Patricia.
By the way, have you ever seen Bill Belichick as excited as he was seeing Chris Berman yesterday just interrupt? And also,
Boomer.
Chris Berman, the gall, just to kind of walk in as Coach Belichick's talking and just walk right in front of the camera. Very look at me, Louie, of Boomer. We can agree with that, right?
Yeah, but very few could do that. And I feel like Boomer's one of them.
Just walked straight ahead, right just in front of the camera, right in. Interrupted the coach.
Yeah. Look at me,
Louie. A ruling been made. So that's good. That is look at me, Louie, then. was Dana White going to see Bill Belichick in the locker room? Was that also qualify? It qualifies. Okay, so the song is the verdict, then. Anytime it plays, you've declared it a look at me, Louie situation. I'm not going through the calendar with you. I'm not going to do that right now.
Why? It's a schedule. Yeah,
big time. Yeah. Not a calendar.
You will do that on God Bless Football, and something we have not gotten to, Stugatz, because this is, I don't know why we wouldn't be running around here celebrating this. I read in Hawaii while I was on vacation.
The Big Island.
Wow, drop a name.
Heat didn't aggressively pursue Durant. Shams tells stupidity.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Decided to work for like 1 hour during vacation. And
why are you laughing at that? Why did Greg Cody?
I don't know.
That is what just happened. Greg Cody, for those who do not know, Stugatz broke news that echoed from here to Hawaii.
We have exclusive audio courtesy of stupidity. Here's Shams.
Were the Heat even close?
The last time Stugatz, the Heat called the Nets was right around summer league, or even before that, which is, I mean, over a month. So no, I mean, they never really aggressively pursued a deal, because I think at the end of the day, they knew they would have had to gut multiple players.
Right. I mean, look, that's a thing. That's a big thing. It's not as big as this thing, but it is a thing.
But why'd you laugh the way you laughed? I mean,
the only
reason insulting.
No, I'm sorry.
No, this is
I promote your podcast all the time. I laugh at your podcast.
Stugatz, this is what happened, Stugatz. Greg Cody thinks he's more of a journalist than you. He is jealous because your podcast broke a thing, and Greg Cody's podcast, The Greg Cody Show, featuring Greg Cody.
Here we go. Oh, boy. With Greg Cody, by the way, not featuring. With.
Fine.
Has not broken a story, but this week has former Miami Herald writer Jim Martz as a guest.
Martzy.
Jim Martz is the man who hired me. And so the podcast is billed as Meet the Man Who Invented Greg Cody.
Was it really him or was it McKay again?
No. Don't worry. I asked him at the end of the interview. At the end of the interview, I was like, wait, are you Adam McKay? Right. And he went, who? No, the only, and thank you for that Greg Cody Show plug. Really, really proud of this week's episode. Check it out. Yeah. The only reason I laughed is that I didn't think that was big news right now. I thought it was pretty self-evident that the Dolphins were never going to give up Bam. The Heat were never going to give up Bam Adebayo. And that was a deal breaker. You know, I mean, is anybody still expecting a run at Durant? I'm not.
It was. Now he's, not only did he laugh at your news.
I know what he's
now
doing.
Now he says it's nothing news, and that his podcast featuring Jim Martz today is what you need to listen to if you want the real what's what news and sports.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I'm there for Greg Cody's podcast. Yeah. I want to hear Martz.
Well, but you. He did laugh.
I mean, the man who invented Greg.
He did laugh. No,
Greg?
But you're there, but he insulted you. He laughed at your journalism.
He did.
You broke a story on stupidity.
I did.
You broke a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Greg Cody has not broken a story.
No.
And Greg Cody is laughing at the idea of you're a newsbreaker. That's what just happened. Okay. You laughed in his face.
Okay, so that's news right now. That's what you're saying.
Well, I think it's news that the Heat stopped pursuing Durant so long ago. That was news, right?
Yeah.
I would say it is news, but I would offer a bit of context here because I think this is what happened. And I'm pretty sure that this is what happened. These things don't happen on our timelines. Whatever, like Durant's running around with this business agent of his. Rich Kleinman, who's making a lot of deals for him and doing for the brand, whatever it is Durant is doing for his brand. His brand is not very good now. You got Whittingham, you know, because Barkley calls him Mr. Miserable. Barkley's still making money off his brand, is looking at Durant. Okay, you're letting this guy run your career. This was put in the works a long time ago, and what Miami probably knew before all this stuff came out is they could have executed this with Bam and stopped talking in July or whenever it was, because this had already played out with them behind the scenes, because all you got to do is call Durant's guy over here and be like, it becomes tampering and everything else. You're not supposed to do that, but does it look to you like Kyrie Irving and Durant are playing by any rules right now? So if he wants to go to Miami, this stuff was already put in play, and Miami probably knew they were out a good while ago if they didn't give up Bam. And so we just found out later than everybody else. That's what I think happened.
Now, Shams said the deal didn't come together because Miami didn't want to gut their players. Do you think if you asked Pat Riley to actually gut one of his players in order to get Kevin Durant that he would do it?
That's a great question. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Would Pat Riley actually gut his roster?
But would he gut too?
Gut.
I think he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to gut two to get Durant.
Who's he most likely to gut?
Yeah.
Looking at the roster.
Well, he didn't want to gut Hero. I mean,
right. I think he would gut Kyle Lowry in a heartbeat.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't
extra work.
A lot of guts.
Wasn't that
not enough?
Was it?
Depending on how you look at it.
You go over there and no guts.
Man, that's amazing. What analysis of Kyle Lowry? No guts, too much gut. That is not the
credit
analysis.
He's putting in work this offseason. Yeah.
But really, if you would say the trade really was, we can talk about machinations and third teams and everything else, but the trade really ends up being, would you be willing to give up Hero, Bam, and more? Everything for Durant. Like, it's got the roster. It's not, and maybe this guy, and you just keep a piece, and you get a Kyle Lowry. No. Is it everything for Durant or not? Because he's going to
bring... You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Well, but he didn't.
But I'm asking you, surprised Riley didn't do it. He had a chance to have Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler.
It feels like the NBA just said in one strong voice, we are not going to establish this trade precedent and give you more than what Rudy Gobert got when Rudy Gobert didn't want to leave Utah. You have a disgruntled superstar, and we are not going to set this new high water mark.
Aging disgruntled superstar.
I also think that Kevin Durant, in having it out there, I want to go to Boston, but I want to play with Marcus Smart. I want to go to Miami, but I want to play with Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. I want to go here, but I want to play with this player. He's trying
ridiculous.
To like make it enough of a mess so that the trading team has some form of leverage to where they can offer the poo-poo platter offer that gets offered on sports radio all the time so that Kevin Durant can join a very good team, but the Brooklyn Nets obviously want an amazing haul of picks and players for Durant.
Whittingham, what I'm telling you, though, and this is it really is speculation for me. It is just watching Pat Riley work for many years. If I had to guess what happened here, because I don't know if what I'm speculating to you is so or not. People think these kinds of deals are all layered, and you've just seen in Durant, hey, AAU business has come to sports. You can do it LeBron's way, or you might do it a messier way, where the way that Durant's doing it. And this is months ago, somebody saying to Durant's camp, hey, it can't be pried out this way. The next step is do what adorable Goran Dragic did and no one saw coming in Phoenix. Go make a public mess and get out of there. Like, all of that was instigated before we saw it. We saw it, my guess, just watching Riley work over the years. We saw it because Durant was told, hey, go make a mess. Go make the biggest mess if you want to get out of there. And then they realized they couldn't pull him out, and now Durant goes back there for what Jay Williams is saying, the most pressurized season in the history of sports. That's what Jay Williams is calling it.
Brooklyn?
That's what he's saying.
No one's a Brooklyn fan. There's no consequences. Were there any this year?
He says the greatest pressure of any team, not just in basketball, in ever.
Out of here.
Wow.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'd argue it's not the most pressurized season of Kevin Durant's career.
Dude, the first year Golden State.
Yes.
Like, if that didn't work, then holy shit.
Right.
Not a word really last year. I mean, get out of here. More pressurized than the Heat of a couple of years ago. Out of here.
Well, LeBron's first year.
They don't even have a fan base.
Yes.
This is the furthest we've been from Stugatz and Greg's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. We're
you probably still feel it, but.
No, I mean, Sue's thing is so big that you could probably feel it all the way over there.
Yeah.
Deion Sims would like a word.
Do you feel as whack as it feels? Like, do you feel sad as you're saying somebody's name?
Yes.
Daryl
Edmonds would like a word.
That's a good one. Daryl Edmonds, the originator of the seam, running down the seam. He's a big dude. How can anybody ever cover him?
The Jordan Cameron Reclamation Project would like a word.
God, I need to go watch ESPN classic tape of Farrell Edmonds to see how slow that looks compared to what Gesicki is now.
He was good, though.
Agreed.
He was good.
Agreed, yeah. But so was Bruce Hardy and Joe Rose and all these guys who weren't the Frankensteins of today.
Yeah.
When they're like 6'9 machines running down the field.
And Jim Mandich, all right, Miami.
Mad dog.
He can have all the words he wants.
Billy, how do we get closer to the giant thing?
Well, we're kind of getting back in that direction, I'd say.
All right, so the Dolphin season of excitement, the Dolphin season. Am I close?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we just do weeks 2 and 3 on the schedule and then see if that gets us closer
That's
to the thing?
That's not going
to,
come on,
at
Billy.
The Ravens.
No, Billy, you're just trying to be that. No.
They're 1-0.
All right, tell us what's going to happen, Billy, and then get to the thing, man. Like, enough with the foreplay.
What's going
to
happen?
Yeah, just go ahead. Game 2, 3, and 4.
I'm asking you. It's your prediction. Mike already has them making the play. You don't care. Whoa.
Guaranteed it.
Mike guaranteed they're going to be in the playoffs. Stugatz and Greg's thing is, you know, a cousin
but
of
I've
this
got
game.
You, but I've got the place that you will find me right now as we talk about whether or not before the end of the local hour we will see this giant thing is I have already given you 40-14 Dolphins week 1. I never do that.
Wow.
You skip past this because you're playing a game and I'm serious. Yeah. I'm the one who gets the consequences of these stupidities when I make the predictions.
Ah, who cares?
Stupidities.
I mean, come on, a couple of people on Twitter, who cares? Yeah,
consequences. I mean,
Dan had the Dolphins over the Patriots 40-14 in week 1. Said it a month ago. Tell them to go bleep themselves. Wow. Seriously.
Yeah.
Stupidity with newsbreaker Stugatz.
Yeah.
I have a poo-poo platter. He's laughing at you again.
No, I'm not.
Stugatz, he's
I
laughing.
Am not.
What do you? You can't say you're.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing in general. I'm a happy person. Man, am I happy. Life is good. It's
think
fantastic.
You're happy. You think you're happy now?
Yeah.
Until Sue shows you his thing.
Oh, I know his thing. It's a co-thing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's our thing.
Now,
that's right. It's our thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Who sings that?
The Isley Brothers, right?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you know that?
It's your thing.
I grew up listening to the music, Stugatz. That's
what you want
to
do.
Stugatz is confusing Isley Brothers with like
Howard Isley
with
point guard for the Jazz. Solid player.
Yeah, nice little player.
Yeah, nice. You're right. He is. Nice little player. Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Love that song.
Do you realize how old you've been skewing on our show recently?
Not a gray hair in his head, though.
No.
Looks great. I didn't want to say anything.
He looks very young. He does. He looks, and his, all right, do you want to do week 1? Do you want to, so what do you, what is your Homer pick?
You already
pick?
Did it.
Homer
we're on week 2 now.
For the Miami Dolphins. No, I did it, but Greg Cody's not, I'm calling him a Homer, and I just said Dolphins, easy, 40-14, week 1. As if I've done that one time in the last 20 years.
I'm not disagreeing. Obviously, my picks don't come out till next week. They're online every Thursday and in print Friday, but I don't see Miami losing the opener at home to New England. I don't, and I'm very impressed with the Dolphins. I did not think the way they handled Philadelphia in the last preseason game was a fluke at all. I think they're going to be really good, and I feel like I can't say any more because it's thing-related.
No, well, then we're here. Then we got here. No, you can say. Now we're here. Naturally, we're here.
Okay, Stugatz, I would like you to have the honor to reveal the thing.
You want me to show Dan our thing?
I would like you to.
All right.
Yep.
Let me show you our thing, Dan.
It's official because it's on a sheet of paper.
I'm just going to hold it up, Dan. You can tell the audience all about our thing, okay?
Oh, Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
You're welcome.
It's a big thing.
First time since 73.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.